From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Poland and more than 20 NATO member nations are launching a large-scale military exercise. The exercise will involve 31,000 troops, 3,000 vehicles, 105 aircraft, and 12 Navy ships. It's part of a move to assure Central and Eastern European countries that are worried by Russia's aggression in Ukraine. A 77-year-old World Bank economist has a slim lead over Keiko Fujimori in Peru's presidential runoff election. With more than 90% of the votes counted, Pedro Kuczynski has less than a 1% lead over Fujimori. Fujimori, the daughter of disgraced former President Alberto Fujimori, urged her supporters to sit tight and wait. Votes from Peru's interior areas, where support for Fujimori is believed to be strongest, could take days to come in. Annual high-level talks between American and Chinese officials began Monday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is taking part in the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. He says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to find a diplomatic solution to the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The talks will also focus on cybersecurity and climate change, as well as economic matters. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication it is widening its arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North has likely resumed activities at a plant at Yongbyon. The plant produces plutonium from spent nuclear reactor fuel. The chief of the IAEA says because the agency does not have monitors there, it cannot be certain about the activities. This is VOA News.